Website killer. Woo, woo. Hi everyone, welcome back to my podcast, and this is now episode 2, and this is more like a rant, but you know, whatever, that's what podcasts really are essentially. And this is something that's been bothering me for so long, and finally I have a space where I can really go into what frustrates me and why it frustrates me so much. And like I always say, I'm not a journalist, I'm just here to yap. So if you really want detailed historical chronological order, you know, recaps of things, baby, that's Wikipedia, that is not me. But I want to talk about why people have an issue with downplaying new genes and their impact. And I don't know, I will never really get the answer of why their influence irks people and why the people try to deny it so much. But I don't know, I still need to call it out. So for the listeners who don't know much about K-pop or who New Jeans are, they're a 5-member group debuted in 2022 from HYBE Entertainment. And they burst on the scene, basically. Like, there was no promo, there was no teasers. It was just boom, out of nowhere. I think, I don't know if all the videos came out at once. It was definitely giving Beyonce surprise drop. But there was a music video for each song in the mini, and I think it was 4 or 5 songs. I think it was for Cookie, Hype Boy, not Hype Boy, it was later, Cookie, Attention, a couple others. Anyway, they burst onto the scene, and what really changed, what really gagged everyone was how different the sound was. They came with dreamy production, dreamy laid-back vocals. The video, they had like straight black hair, supernatural, like, you know, no, like, because obviously up until that point in K-pop, most people when they debut or most music videos, for even the girls or the boys, people had like red hair, blue hair, you know, some wouldn't, but it was just generally expected that when you debut, your aesthetic and everything is just in your face and loud. So they came with this smooth song with these sultry, jazzy chords, and It just hit the public. It just hit the world by storm, to the point where I don't even know how many wins they got, because in Korea, these idols, they perform on music shows every week, kind of like a Top of the Pops, and they win according to your sales and your streaming and all that kind of stuff. And I think they won quite a few. But yeah, they burst onto the scene, and it was kind of like, oh, this is fresh. And it feels like a new generation of K-pop started then. And then, which is weird, because they call that the start of 4th gen, but that's only 2022 and we're already on 5th gen. Unless I'm getting my maths wrong, that feels weird to me. Let me see. New Jeans generation is what? I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah, they're considered 4th gen. That's crazy to me, because anyway, whatever. So their debut did have some controversies, because their creative director, Min Hee-jin, used to work at SM Entertainment. And she was known for doing a few problematic things and weird photo shoots that borderlined on pedophilia and just very weird exploitative stuff. And that was an issue with New Jeans as well, because, of course, they were young. I think the ages were varying between like 15 and 18 at debut, somewhere around there. And they had this song Cookie, which lyrically was a little bit wild. I'll just quickly... Let me just quickly summarize it for you guys. Let me just give you a little bit of context for what the kind of shit they had. She had these girls saying. this is the first verse. Made a little cookie, baked it just for you. But you know that ain't for free, yeah? Made a little cookie, is too soft. Can't stop thinking about it. So, and the chorus is, no dinner, dinner, you're hungry though. No water, water, you're thirsty though. Only sweet flavors, only desserts. That's how you like it. Ain't that right? Yuck. But listen, people were fighting tooth and nail to pretend the lyrics were about, no, it's actually about CDs, because CDs mean cookies in Korea. Go, if you don't shut the fuck up. I hate people who love to have that moment of like, Ning Ning is the magnet. Like, don't try to explain stuff as if we are all dumb. We know what that fucking means. And we know double entendres are also a thing. things can mean multiple things. So it's don't try that. The song's about her vajaja. Anyway, that was a whole big controversy. But to be honest, it didn't really last that long. They were on a run. I think they really did solidify. They had a strong overall aesthetic. Very Y2K, but it's K-pop. What's new? Everyone fucking loves Y2K. Let's move on from that, please. So it was very much a huge reset. Now, what irritates me is that if we look at the soundscape before NewJeans debuted, you had ITZY with Loco, Blackpink with How You Like That, IVE with 11, that was their debut, G-Idol with Hwa, and you had aespa Next Level. These songs are so jarring in comparison. These songs are high energy. They're what people will think of K-pop. If you say, oh, I listen to K-pop, that's what they think of. They would not think of anything like Attention. So clearly at that time, there was an obvious sort of soundscape that was acceptable for what was released at that time. And then, you know, post-debut, we also still had some of that. NMIX, IVE, Le Sserafim had their own vibes with Dash and Crazy and Ascendaya. Like, I think they've not gone the dreamy route. But it can't be denied that sonically and visually, like, NewJeans had, like, you can't really deny the impact that they've had, simply put. Because if you look at previous releases, I was looking at previous releases for this episode, and I noticed that some major hits in the last 3 years, to be honest, although they weren't that NewJeans adjacent, for many others who have come since then, it's like, I see something here. And I think what really frustrates me is that people then bring up other groups, right? Like Luna or FX or Red Velvet when I try to do that comparison. But I want you to answer me this. What sounds like NewJeans from those groups, but it's also a big hit? Tell me quickly. I'll give you a moment. Because that is when the irritation comes, because no one is saying other people haven't done dreamy vocals or dreamy production. No, but who has combined all of that and had a huge hit as well? And let's be for real. If you think of Luna, you're thinking of So High, you're thinking of Butterfly, you might even think of Paint the Town or whatever, and none of that is like NewJeans. If you think of Red Velvet, you're thinking of Red Flavor, you're thinking of Psycho, you're thinking of A Bad Boy. None of that sounds like NewJeans. Like, and then if you're thinking of FX, Rum Pum Pum Pum, you're not thinking of, so it's like, that's why people are lying a little bit, because there's a way more obvious direct comparison than the others who have those moments in there, but that's not predominantly their sound. So that's what really jars me. So for people who would like to hear some examples and are curious of that, I can actually play some right now. So we can hear, obviously, one of the biggest ones, and I'm not going to talk about their law case, their lawsuit. I will touch on it just so people get context, but there's just way too much going on. I cannot deal with trying to explain what's happening and where they're at now, but all I know is they're trying to get out of their contract prematurely because they feel they were mistreated. Meanwhile, the label was like, honey, we've not mistreated you. And they didn't really prove otherwise in court, because unfortunately they're realizing, you know, court is not about your feelings. You have to come in there with hardcore facts and hardcore motivations. Otherwise, unfortunately, things don't really go your way. But I'm hoping they get a pleasant resolution, because yes, they do deserve to have their own freedom and their own way to do it. But they also have to be aware that contracts are contracts. You know, you do have to fulfill those. Unfortunately, we all do. Even when you don't want to, you don't really have a choice. Okay, so for a quick soundscape kind of, a showcase for you guys who don't know what I'm talking about, I will quickly play you just what some of the songs I referenced earlier, what K-pop sounded like before they came along and what it sounds like now and what it sounds like post New Jeans and during New Jeans. So to start with, you had ITZY, who are from JYP. And to be fair, they've been known for having upbeat kind of songs, kind of intense EDM influenced songs. They had this song Loco the year that New Jeans debuted. Right. Okay. And then we also had Blackpink. I wasn't sure all of them that I mentioned earlier, but we had How You Like That. How You Like That. Better bing, better boom, boom, boom. I mean, these are hits though. I'm not sure if they're hits. Then we also had Aespa, Next Level. Right? Mind you, people have colors in their hair. And also at this time, a lot of music videos were in sets and in studios and inside. Now, from what you've just heard, this is what New Jeans debuts with. Okay, that's perfect. And they're in a field, on a soccer field, sorry. Soulful chords. Simple vocals. Right, get to the chorus. Right? Super delicious. And this is the controversial song, Cookie. Laid back production. Simple video, once again. Oh, the day debut was so good, man. Wow. Okay, you get the general idea. Now, let's hear some of the recent releases that we've had. So we'll start with Illit. Illit were from a TV show called Are You Next? Oh my God, not me eating that straight from the jump, which I did react to. Originally meant to be a 6-member girl group. They ended up being 5. Now, there's a big controversy because they're also part of the court case because Min Hee Jin, who then left HYBE, that's another thing. So New Jeans are also suing because Min Hee Jin left and they want to work with her. But HYBE and Min Hee Jin had a clash and it's complex. But anyway, so Min Hee Jin called out. She said HYBE was trying to steal her success by making Illit, who she felt are a direct copy of New Jeans. And I did reference New Jeans in Magnetic when I reacted to it. And I was gaslit by being told that it's FX actually, or Luna, hence why I mentioned those groups earlier. But once again, people were downplaying the fact that they're sister groups in the same company. You don't think the label really isn't influenced by what New Jeans are doing sonically and visually. But anyway, that's neither here nor there, but it is here or there. That's why I'm here. But anyway, this was their debut song, Magnetic. And this song was huge, by the way. This time I want. Right? And you might be thinking, Micah, no, that sounds quite different from their debut music. I don't really hear that similarity. So let's hear New Jeans' more recent release called Cool With You. Like Hello. So the influence is there. Dreamy vocal, drum and bass kind of garage production. Even that beat. You know, and after that, we also had Cat's Eye Touch. And then we also had My Daughters, Hearts to Hearts, and this is just 3 months ago, and yet. There's the new jeans influence is still there. It also should be noted that this is also the influence of TikTok and those particular sounds, which are also influenced by Pink Pantherist, and you know, new jeans have a close association also with the Pink Pantherist sound. So also, you know, they didn't invent that sound either. Pink Pantherist kind of knocked it out the gate with a dreamy vocal, with the garage beat, which I'm pretty sure then later on became NewJeans' kind of newer sound. So there's also a link to that with the shorter songs and aiming for TikTok and virality. So my points are not to say what NewJeans is doing is completely new. You know, I'm pretty sure I've tried to make that as clear as possible. But the links are there with just the general... they're part of a bigger picture. And I feel like people need to be honest about the entire picture without neglecting some parts of it. And granted, everyone knows how in love I am with The Chase and Hearts to Hearts. I hear this song as Hearts to Hearts now. However, my musician's ear still objectively can go, the dreamy approach vocally is still influenced from where we started with Attention. That dreamy vocal wouldn't exist if NewJeans hadn't debuted, in my opinion. This song would have come. This probably wouldn't even be a debut song if it wasn't for Attention, I don't think. But knowing it's SM and how much to prioritize vocals, I don't think this is the route they would have taken. I don't think the NewJeans would particularly do a song like this, but I can't deny that the composition and the formula is similar. Right, let's get to the chorus. Right, and we also had If I with Nerdy. That one's more dreamy vocals, and also visually, that one feels more like NewJeans. And I mean that by they all have straight black hair, they're in school uniforms, similar to Ditto. So there's that kind of essence. So, and I know people go, what irritates me as well is like, I'm not saying that everyone's just copying NewJeans or whatever. No, it's not that. It's just a business acumen that happens with everything else. If something is successful, people want to replicate it because that is the formula. And I don't know why it's hard for people to accept that what NewJeans did was so big that other labels want the piece of that pie. Like, it's so clear to me. And besides sonically, I think something else they've done amazingly is influence choreography. Now, for people who know K-pop or people who might know something of it, you know that the choreo is going to be so synchronized and so strong and so serious and fierce. Now, with NewJeans, from the jump, they had this particular synergy and chemistry that was about making choreo that made it feel like it's friends dancing together and having fun. And that's what also helped with the virality. People wanted to do the choreo because it seemed so accessible and it seemed so just fun to dance to and not so technical. Now, this as well, I don't know if people have noticed it as much as I have, I feel has been just as impactful as their sonic influence. And choreo such as, and this is happening recently as well, Kiki debuted this year with I Do Me. If you watch her dance practice, that is New Jeans throughout is the hops, and it's a groove. It's similar to New Jeans' Supernatural or Hype Boy. There's just a sense of free movement, as well as Kira's, who also debuted like a week ago. The second verse reminds me of Hype Boy. There's actually a move that is exactly like Hype Boy, as well as Say My Name, another girl group that debuted this year. Boy Next Door, who debuted, I think, a couple of years ago now or last year. Boy Next Door, pretty much all their choreo feels like is it has that freedom that you hadn't really seen before. And granted, I would say, if anything, YG groups have always had that kind of feeling of free movement and not being so rigid. But there's a particular groove and ease that I think New Jeans have popularized, that even boy groups have that as well. And I think there was another group as well. I mean, you'd have to just kind of, I think it's something that if you're aware of how New Jeans move, you will see more of it in other groups. And that's pretty much all I wanted to touch on, because I don't think any of this could be a coincidence. But who knows? It could be. It could be a coincidence. And if you think I'm wrong, just think it's that. Just think it's a coincidence. You don't have to tussle with me. I'm just stating things how I've seen it. It's not to discredit anyone's talent, because you lot love to mishear things and get defensive as if these people are saving you from Voldemort in your door. You don't have to fight that hard. It's just an opinion. If you don't agree, move on. If you agree, you can speak though. But yeah, for me, it's just how I've seen it. And you can give people credit for the impact. And I really do hope that New Jeans have a great prominent return, because what they did was also special. They had a special way of moving that you just don't see as much. And I wish they could come back, and I would love for them to have the level of production and the level of quality that they had, to the point where people were just so gagged that people are still referencing them up until now. So yeah, that's all I wanted to say, really. And I'm glad I got it off my chest, and I hope it makes sense to everyone. And who knows, maybe some of you agree. But yeah, until the next one, thank you for listening. Bye.